The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Piscopo, there's Taylor Swift right there. This is great. This is so great. I got to tell you, I'm reading on Twitter. I put out a cover of Bill O'Reilly's book, The United States of Trump. I just put it out there because it's a great objective read. It really is. And then, most of the Twitter things are great. But here, these guys, there's no argument. There's like no argument. It's all like F this, F that. And it's like, oh, my gosh. And they don't understand it. Give us. If you're going to say F this, F you, F O'Reilly, F you too, Joe, listen to me. I'm looking at this. I got to block this guy, you know. But it's like blocked. Okay, you're blocked. Goodbye. But it's like, why? Where's the argument? It's like, where's the argument? It's like, if you're going to say, okay, President Trump is going to be impeached, right? Okay, you got it. He's going to be impeached. And I have no idea why or whatever. Explain to me first the Joe Biden thing, please. The press bypasses that. They don't address it. They don't say anything about it. What happened with Joe Biden in the Ukraine? You can talk Ukraine. Can we talk about when the vice president was the vice president, Joe Biden, and then he had his son and he gave money to his son and his son? Do you understand how corrupt that is? How corrupt that is? And how it would have just gone by if somebody like myself doesn't say anything about it? And by the way, no hate, no anger. I'm not going to say use foul language toward Joe Biden. Just explain to me how that can happen and how the vice president can get away with it, how his son can make all that money. Just explain it to me. And then we'll talk about how you think the president should be impeached and what he is doing. Explain it to me. Break it down to me. Show me what the – give me a reason. You could have a conversation, because when you say – and you use foul language, that means you don't want people to use foul language because they don't know how what else to use. Because they have nothing to say. The foul language, they just can't stand it. And what is it? The bluster of Donald Trump? They hate. Is it what I have no idea. I have no idea what it is. Why they're so obsessed with it? Because as offended as people are with President Trump, as offended as they get, this guy on Twitter, as offended as he is. And this is an objective book by Bill O'Reilly. If you ever watch Bill O'Reilly and Donald Trump together, two old friends, Bill's never easy on the president. He never is. But as you go after President Trump and you're confused about President Trump, we felt the same way. A lot of us felt the same way about President Obama. Hey, I felt the same way about about George W. Bush. I did not understand that presidency either. And I'm going to tell you right now. And I don't understand Hillary. I don't understand the Hillary thing, the power, why you would vote for her. That is as confusing to me as President Trump being president is confusing to you if you're against the president. But let's talk about it. Just tell me. I'm not going to hate you. I'm not going to go tell you to go kiss off. Oh, get out of my life. You don't believe. No, I have the most liberal friends. You know, and we joke about it and everything, but the hate is something I can't quite get a handle on. And by the way, the way people hated Barack Obama, I never understood that either. That hate toward the other, the Republicans, the way they hated Barack Obama, I never understood that. You got to hate yourself if you're going to hate somebody else. If you just have that much hate in where you're going to just get mad when you see something objectively that I post, and you're going to hate, and then you're going to use profanity, and you're going to use profanity back at me. You hate yourself. You're a miserable human being, and I feel sorry for you. I'm not even mad at you. I feel sorry for you, and I, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pray for you. I pray for you, honestly. God bless you, and I hope you get out of the misery that you're in. You know, because you know what? Life is pretty darn good, and really, when you see how your life could be, you got to appreciate what you have. Hey, it's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:09, with Piscopo in the morning. We're going to irritate more liberals by bringing Larry Elder on the show. And we're going to just talk about Larry. Oh, you don't want to miss Larry, boy. Larry will just tear right into you. See, I don't know. That's not my style, but Larry's great like that. And also, we'll talk to a Democrat. Yes, we will talk to a Democrat. Mayor Ross Baraka will join us on the radio program. And you always are welcome to join us, 877-970-2999. Maybe you could give me a call and explain to me the hate. I don't understand the hate. I don't understand it. I don't understand the upset. It's beyond me. And the way
You know why they're upset?
I don't know.
Clinton lost. That's why. They wanted Hillary as president. They've been doing this. Everybody talks about this. They've been doing this since the very beginning that the president got elected. They're shocked and surprised. The news media has been shocked and surprised that Trump won. I mean, the stunned voices the night of the election as I walked downstairs after I went to bed. You were up all night. Frank was up all night. My wife and son stayed up all night. And I come down at 3 in the morning, and all I hear is, and it looks like Trump has won. I mean, they're so shocked. They have no idea. This guy is not a part of the establishment. He does not conform to what they want, and that's why they don't like it. He says things like, shoot a migrant in the leg when they're walking across the border. He doesn't actually mean it. He's a nice kid. He just signed a bill yesterday to fund autism research, right? Billions of dollars going to autism research. Has it been reported once in the media? Has anyone talked about it? Me mentioning it now is probably the first time on this radio station anyone has mentioned it.
That's right.
The guy is just trying to do things to better America. That's what he's trying to do. Now, did I like the fact that yesterday he said, hey, congratulations, China, for being a communist country? not so much.
I know.
I'm just saying. I'm offended. They're offended. But 11,000 people, when I saw the tweet, had liked it. What do you mean you like it? You like communism? Of course not.
He had to do it, but he might have put a caveat in, I understand, saying, you know, maybe now we can settle the problems in Hong Kong. That could have been maybe something.
I
look forward to working with you, President Xi, on the problems with Hong Kong, because waiting to explode. Oh, my Lord, and if it hasn't already. But you're right. Very well said, Al Gattulo. You're absolutely right.
They
get crazy. I mean, they get mad, and when I see, tell you what, I have to laugh when they can't think of anything to say, and they can't say exactly what you said. You know, the president supporting China when Hong Kong is in such a tough time. You know, argument. Just give me an argument. Just talk to me. They go with the profanity,
right?
And they just go.
But Bill O'Reilly said it best. Bill O'Reilly said it best last hour. He said, look, the president is the president. He's not going to stop tweeting. He's not going to stop saying the things that he does. This is how he is. He's not going to change. But even Bill agreed, look, in some ways, I think you have to kind of shift the narrative a little bit or change a little bit just so that you get these people off your back. That's not the president's way. He's a businessman. He's going to continue to attack the people that are attacking him. That's how he succeeded in business. He's treating politics like business. In some ways, that works. And in some ways, it doesn't work. Sometimes you have to be a little more diplomatic, but that's not the president's way.
Yeah, it's very, very true. And you have a choice. You can vote. You can vote for whoever you want to vote for. It's as simple as that.
Bottom line, next year, you don't like the guy, vote him out. You know, then you have a choice. Now, is your choice going to be Joe Biden if he's the guy? Is it going to be Elizabeth Warren? Is it going to be Kamala Harris smoking a cigarette like she's a lounge club singer like you talked about in the second act? Is it Cory Booker? Is it one of these guys? So who knows? Whoever the Democrats put out there, that's going to be your choice. Is it going to be the choice of the Democrats or Trump? That's the bottom line. Look, I voted for Obama twice. I freely admit that. And the reason why I voted for Obama twice is I did not like who the Republicans put out both times as their representative. I thought both of them did not know or were out of touch with what was going on.
Yeah. And to your point, too, about Barack Obama, I was so excited when it was in Chicago and he had won. And then he came out and he did the speech. And there Oprah was. And I know, the conservatives don't like me to say this, but it's true. Oprah was in the audience. I thought that was so sweet because she's the person that got Barack Obama elected. For better, for worse, that was Oprah. She was there at the beginning. And it was like a new beginning. And I remember saying, Anthony Pope and I were sitting there talking, and we had just watched that. We said how proud we were that America elected, a black president, a man of color is going to be president. How cool was that? I remember thinking that.
Right.
This is going to, this could be great. And we rooted for Barack Obama to succeed. Meantime, I still can't explain what the administration did for a year.
But two things that I feel, in my opinion, the president did wrong. I think that the health care thing, and he admitted about the health care. He said, look, it's not a perfect plan. If the Republicans come up with a better plan, I'd be happy to sign it. But again, I can't really blame the president too much on that one. It was kind of his bill, but it's what Congress passed, and it did and does need to be changed. If you're going to have, and you've let the genie out of the bottle now with universal health care, you've got to find a way to fix it. So I can't really blame him completely for that. I think the biggest failure in Obama's regime is the fact that he gave Iran back their money and forged ahead with this peace plan with Iran that was ill-conceived and really changed the entire nature of the Arab countries in that region to the detriment of us now that President Trump is having to deal with it.
Big Al.
He wanted a legacy.
Policy.
He wanted Big a legacy Al. In the Middle East, and he got it, but that's not the one that he wanted.
Yeah. Hey, let me go. Oh, look, Rudy's on. Let me get this. Not sure. Rudy Giuliani, but this is a friend, Rudy from Twitter. Hey, Rudy, welcome to the show, brother. You finally called in, man. Nice to have you on the show. How are you, buddy?
How the hell are you, man? I miss you. You disappeared on me there for a week or two, but you went back to the home country. I dig it.
I had to, man. I was a homesick. I almost swam home. I almost jumped off the boat and swam home, And now
listen,
we're going
back.
Let
me tell you something.
Yes,
listen,
sir.
No, listen, I appreciate you, man. I what you guys do over there is wonderful. And the reason I called in, besides the fact that I want to just mention that if you fell off that boat, there was no room for anybody. There had no room for on that door when it was floating away, like in Titanic, right? But listen, I want to mention something to you. I really want to brief you. Al, I want to thank you for mentioning. You just mentioned on the radio about that autism thing, that bill that DT passed the other day. My son's been living with it for 21 years.
Wow.
And, it's funny, coming from a household like mine, I have a unique situation. I have a son with a disability like that, and my daughter is an elite tennis player who's on tour. And, so you try to balance everything. And what he did the other day was fantastic, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for mentioning it today, because it doesn't get a lot of play. People seem to forget. When I had Rudy, it was 1 out of 500 kids. Right now, it's 1 out of 48 kids. There's a high autism rate in Jersey, just like New York. And they want to blame the shots. They don't want to blame the shots. But whatever it is, it is. And you live with it, you deal with it, and you keep pushing. But I want to thank you for mentioning it.
Oh, man. Hey, Rudy, I got to tell you, too, before you go, man. Now, if you're listening, this is the gentleman. He's on Twitter, very active on Twitter, and he finds pictures that are great. He comes up with stuff, and it's always so positive. And again, we don't want to put politics aside. Just the positive energy, Rudy, that you put forth, man, and the great dad that you are and the great citizen that you are and the love that you have for this country, my brother. God bless you for that.
Thank you.
You got to come in the studio one day, because we appreciate the positive energy that you always have, online and now on the air with us. Yeah, man.
If you don't mind, I am going to come down. I'm going through a couple of things. I'm with some tenants, but I'm going to come down. I want to share my. I cook, so I don't cook for many people. I had a restaurant back in the day, but I'm going to make you guys something. I'm going to bring it down. But Joe, if you could just give me 2 seconds of your time, this De Niro thing has to stop. First of all, it's very easy to act tough when you're in a room of non-tough people. That was rule number one. You want to be Italian, or you want to be a Granudo. You don't act that way. This guy's breaking his back. He relates to us. I'm from Queens originally. I'm from Bayside originally. I live in Manhasset now.
Yeah.
DT's father used to eat at my old man's place. Listen, man, this world, I mean, I'm as primitive as you are. Do as I say, not as I do. That's just the way it is. That's life, And in my house, it's still 1950. My kids, That's how they live. But this guy cursing the way he did is inappropriate, doesn't represent our culture, doesn't represent the familia, doesn't represent anything. And besides the fact that he's only a quarter Italian is even worse of an embarrassment. Okay,
you know,
so let's get
I know. And you know, I know what hurts too is how much we, and again, don't get mad. The conservatives listening get mad when I say this, how much we really love Bobby De Niro. We call him Bobby De Niro. So, Rudy, thanks. I hear you. And I wish the tenor and the rhetoric would stop. And sometimes on both sides, I wish it would stop. But right now, stop with the foul language and yelling just because you don't believe what I believe. That's got to stop. And it really hurts, you know, Deb, when you admire somebody the way we've always admired the great Robert De Niro, one of the great talents on screen of all time. It hurts, and that's what our man Rudy is talking about. So thank you, Rudy. We love you, and thank you so much for checking in. Hey, speaking about great people, my dear friend Larry Elder is going to join us momentarily. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads here on October 2nd, 90 degrees on October 2nd on this Wednesday, 20 after 9 on AM 970 The Answer. How are we doing out there this morning, Debbie?
I'll tell you what's happening. First of all, Joe, we're going to head to 9 southbound at Fishkill Road, getting down through Phillipstown. A two-mile delay with an accident still working there. It's busy on 17 East at 84 in Middletown with a crash. Palisades Parkway South exit 10, a disabled vehicle getting down toward New City. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride across the board at the Hudson River crossings, GWB 20, Lincoln 25, Holland still about 35. It's still a problem for you on 78 westbound, getting out toward 287. A car flipped over, and it looks like we still have emergency activity there. Looks like eastbound is still a little bit busy with some rubbernecking delays. And watch out for slowdowns as you head to that eastbound Gowanus, getting up and out toward the Prospect. Eastbound BQE slowing down up by the Brooklyn Bridge, and some stop-and-go traffic as well along the LIE westbound out through Casino Boulevard. And traffic is still moving solely on the FDR Drive south right through the 70s. Partly cloudy today, chance of a thunderstorm, high of about 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed Romano of Aesthetic Smiles in New Jersey with your dental health update. Taking good care of your teeth and gums is very important because a healthy mouth and overall health go hand in hand. The growing body of scientific evidence says that when you take care of your teeth and mouth, you improve your overall health by reducing the risk of serious disease. Let's also talk about bad breath. No one likes it and no one wants it. So, if you brush and floss properly, you get rid of food particles that remain in your mouth after you eat. If you have food particles in your mouth, you're promoting bacterial growth between your teeth, and that causes bad breath. At Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey, we always say for a healthier, whiter smile, brushing and flossing are easy and simple first steps. Now, if you want to take your smile to the next level, consider veneers. They're durable and will immediately give you a $1 million smile. If your teeth are discolored, stained, worn down, chipped, or broken or uneven, veneers are an amazing way to take care of those problems. Please call my office at Aesthetic Smiles in New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey at 973-285-5480, 973-285-5480, to see if you may be a candidate for veneers and to answer any questions you may have. You'll enjoy expert dental care, we respect your time, and we treat you like family. Call my office today at 973-285-5480, and I'll see you on the next Dental Health Update.
You want your teeth to be taken care of right from the start. You want that beautiful and healthy smile for you and your loved ones. So, you'll want to call Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey. For veneers, implants, crowns, and family dentistry, the amazing and exceptional team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey will care for you like family. Call today, 973-285-5480. That's 973-285-5480 for your appointment.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Yeah, we love that. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 923 with Joe. Larry Elder coming up momentarily. So if you're feeling run down, you don't feel great, you get a little scratchy, you know, in the back of your throat like that, or you're you just kind of feel off. I respectfully submit that you try Balance of Nature. You just try it. And I'm going to tell you the deal that we have for you, right? But all Balance of Nature is, it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. So you're not getting any kind of additives. You're not getting any kind of filler. You're not getting anything synthetic. This is the concept of Dr. Douglas Howard and the wonderful Howard family, who come on the show and tell us about everything that is good for you, wholesome for you. I don't want to use the word holistic, but it is very, very natural. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Those are antioxidants that fight the free radicals in your body. Balance of Nature, 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. And this is a vital statistic that I tell you every morning. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Now, here's the deal I have for you, because we want you to experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. If you call or you go online right now and become a preferred customer, that'll give you our best pricing and free shipping, by the way, and we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. How about that? This will be a limited time offer, so please don't wait. Here's the number. I know you know it. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jersey Joe on the radio, a man I have immense respect for, that you listen to every night here on AM 970. The Answer is Larry Elder, great broadcaster, great guy, and we've had a lot of fun, and we wanted to bring Larry to the airwaves and always appreciate him taking the time to join us on the Piscopo Show. Larry, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Super, Joe. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, man, you know, I'm going through all my pictures here, and I'm looking at Larry Elder and Joe Piscopo on stage in North Hollywood, you doing Louis Armstrong, me doing, we have our own little Rat Pack going. People don't know we have our own little Rat Pack going, huh?
That's right.
You were great.
Mini Rat Pack, consisting of two people.
Just you and I, man. Hey, Larry, seriously, though, I want to take a minute to express our deepest condolences on the passing of your beloved brother, Kirk. He was a veteran, passed away last month. And I know how tough that was on you, my brother. So our hearts go out to you. You doing okay?
I appreciate that, Joe. Not really. He and I were very, very close. And Joe, you know, I had two brothers. My mom died about 10 years ago. My dad about 5 years ago. My little brother was diabetic. He died 25 years ago. And Kirk just died 2 weeks ago. So now it's just me. And it really feels bizarre, just strange, eerie, almost like I'm in a dream. And I still feel that way.
Yeah. You know, I hear people say that, though, when you start losing your sibling. Tell us about Kirk for a second. Then I want to move on to the politics of the day, Larry Elder, if I may. But about your brother, he was in the Navy.
Yeah, he's in the Navy. He was just a great guy. He was in the Navy during the Vietnam era when it wasn't all that popular to join. He joined had four kids, loved his kids. They loved him. Great guy. I mean, nobody ever spoke a negative word about him. You know, if somebody were to shoot me, Joe, and somebody said, who are the suspects? Get in line. If anything happened to Kirk, who would go? I don't know who would do anything like that. Everybody loved him. So just a wonderful human being. Left a wife of 41 years. They had a wonderful marriage. One of those marriages where you can tell they're still in love, still having fun. And so he's going to be missed. And he was a regular feature of my show, as you know. I had him on every Friday for a few years. Yeah. First for 15 minutes, and then people loved him. Then a half hour, people loved him. Then we doubled it. So he came on for an hour. We talked about politics. We did some contests. Just a great, great human being.
Well, our hearts are with you, Larry Elder. Hey, I got to fire up, Larry. This whole impeachment thing, I'm trying to, you know, like our buddy Bill O'Reilly writes this book, The United States of Trump. So, and it's an objective, really great book, you know, and you've written some great books. You got to Google Larry Elder. Check out, Larry is a great best-selling author himself. But I put it out there, just say, it's an objective look at the, and you know, Bill O'Reilly was not very easy on President Trump. But meantime, now people are saying, oh, with the foul language, they just hate. And I was just saying on the air, Larry, and you're such a great broadcaster, I want to hear how you deal with this. How do you just give me an initiative, give me a platform, give me a decent, coherent criticism, and then let's chat about it? Why all the hate, Larry Elder?
I've never seen anything like it. I thought they hated Ronald Reagan. I thought they hated George W. Bush because of the Iraq War. But this is on a whole nother level. And I think it's a couple of reasons. One of them is the media knows that they made him. Remember when Donald Trump announced they thought it was a joke, but every time he came on television, whether it was MSNBC or CNN, the ratings went up. So let's bring this clown on. Our ratings go up. We can have some fun. We can laugh. No one's going to take him seriously. Oops. He picks off one after another of his rivals. And they go, holy bleep, we've created Frankenstein. And then they tore into him. The second reason, of course, is because Trump has taken on the media in a way no other Republican ever has. He's normalized the expression fake news, and they are livid.
Yeah, unbelievable. And now this whistleblower complaint. I mean, my goodness gracious. I mean, it's a hit job. You see, it's a hit job. How do you bring your audience, Larry? When how do you bring your audience back to the day of the Mueller probe where it's the exact same thing? Larry, help me. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't know if you saw the appearance of Phil Mudd. Phil Mudd is an intel analyst on CNN. Hates Trump. I've been watching him for 2 years. Anytime Trump does anything, this guy jumps all over him. He despises Trump. However, when the whistleblower complaint came down the very same day, he was on with Chris Cuomo, and Cuomo assumed he was going to beat up Trump, and he said, I am livid at the whistleblower. The guy, by the way, served in the FBI and the CIA. He says a president should be able to have a phone call with his counterpart in another country without fear that the conversation is going to leak. This is absolutely unacceptable and teed off. And, Joe, I have not seen Phil Mudd in 2 weeks on CNN.
Oh, man.
But here's my question. Here's my question. Who's going to surface first, Phil Mudd or Hunter Biden?
You know what? Where is Hunter,
Where's Hunter Biden? Where's this guy? Where is he?
Where in the world is Hunter Biden?
We found Osama bin Laden faster. Where is this guy?
Great line. That's a great line, man.
And poor Joe Biden, of course, all this is doing is focusing attention on Hunter Biden. 50 grand a month, can't speak the language, no experience in oil and gas, and clearly he benefited from his father's position. And now this is focusing on Hunter Biden. And Joe Biden, I told you this last time we talked, dead man walking. He's now double dead man walking. And the beneficiary is going to be Elizabeth Warren, who is the most left-wing person to run for the Democratic presidency since George McGovern, and she's more left-wing than he is. Free college tuition, debt-free, debt forgiveness, decriminalizing illegal entry, a Green New Deal, $15 minimum wage, Medicare for all. Have I left anything out? I mean, honestly.
She'd be ideal.
She'd be ideal for Trump to run against. Ideal. Well, he couldn't get that lucky.
But that's the plan, is it not? That the Democrats, they want to go. They know Biden is done. They're trying to get rid of him in this Ukraine situation. They know Elizabeth Warren's going to win, and they know that Donald Trump will just crush her in any general election. So they're going after the president in that regard. I mean, it's so obvious, Larry. How dumb do they think we are? It's a rhetorical question, but you could answer it if you so choose.
Well, they think we're pretty dumb. They really do. And as you pointed out, he's not going anywhere. If the Democrats stupidly impeach him, of course, no Republican is going to vote to convict him in the Senate. He's not going anywhere any more than Bill Clinton went anywhere when he got impeached. All it's going to do is give Donald Trump the ability to characterize himself as a victim, and enough independents are going to feel that way so that he'll win the election.
Larry Elder's latest article is entitled "Trump versus Iran." How did the president become the villain in all this? Is there anything that is that this biased media won't try to pin on the president? Trump versus Iran. Tell us about the article that you wrote there, Larry.
Well, I wrote it because Iran clearly is the number one exporter of terror in this country. Iran founded and is funding Hezbollah. Iran helped to make the IEDs in Iraq and Afghanistan that were killing American soldiers and dismembering American soldiers. And how does Donald Trump become the enemy just because we pulled out of the Iran deal? Iran is admitting that they violated the deal. And so Trump pulls out of the deal, and all of a sudden Trump's the bad guy. Even Chuck Schumer did not like the Iran deal. How does Donald Trump become the enemy, even a greater enemy to the Democrats than even Iran? Scotty, beam me up. It's bizarre.
You know, Larry, we love you. We're going to be listening, man, and our hearts go out to you because I know how close you were to Kirk, and we're feeling for you. And hopefully when you come to New York, we can get together and just have a long overdue sit down and just chat a little bit, my friend. Always appreciate you being on the show, Larry Elder. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. Trump 2020. Trump 2020.
There it is, man. Larry Elder, fired up always. You don't want to miss Larry. 7 o'clock, AM 970, The Answer, right here on AM 970, The Answer, and AM970TheAnswer.com. I see the phone calls. We will go to the calls at 877-970-2999. That's our Balance of Nature phone line, so we'll be able to do that. And then the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, will join us. And there's a town hall. They are finally getting a hold of this problem that had lead in the water in the hometown of my parents, the great city of Newark, New Jersey. And we'll be talking to Mayor Ross Baraka coming up momentarily. First, Big Al's got the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
73 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD says police will patrol movie theaters showing the new Joker movie, worried the flick could incite violence. The thriller, starring Joaquin Phoenix, opens at the New York Film Festival today. Police will be out in force for that showing, and officers will then patrol at all the AMC theaters throughout the city screening the movie. Many cinemas in New York and around the country have already banned moviegoers from wearing costumes to showings. The studio behind the movie, Warner Brothers, says it does not endorse real-world violence. A Brooklyn senator is pushing for college athletes to get paid. Democrat Kevin Parker introducing a bill that would set aside 15% of ticket sale revenues for college athletes. Players would also be allowed to hire an agent to negotiate compensation for use of their name, image, or likeness, similar to recently signed California legislation. The bill would also establish a fund to help athletes who suffer long-term or career-ending injuries. In sports, Yankees still 2 days away from their first playoff game. They'll host the Twins in Game 1 of the American League Division Series on Friday. The Nationals, they beat the Brewers 4-3 in the NL wildcard game last night. Nationals will face the Dodgers tomorrow night in Los Angeles. The A's host the Rays in the American League wildcard game tonight. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Over on the Staten Island Expressway East, heavy traffic getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge. It's busy on the westbound BQE into Metropolitan Ave. Over on the Jackie Robinson West at Metropolitan Avenue, an accident there. Southbound Van Wyck, busy through Atlantic Avenue. That's a stalled car to deal with. Heading to the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15-20 heading into town. And on the northbound side of the New England Thruway, getting up toward Pelham Parkway, watch for an accident there as well. It's going to be stop and go on the Wantagh heading northbound into Hempstead Turnpike with a collision. Eastbound LIE out by Searingtown Road, an accident just wrapping up over there. Inbound side of the GWB 25 in. Lincoln still about 20. Holland still about 30 in from both approaches. It's pretty busy on 21 North at Ackerman Ave and Clifton with an accident cleared. 21 South getting down through Nutley. They're just wrapping up an accident there as well. And prepare for some slowdowns. Garden State Parkway North at 130 with an accident just being cleaned up. Partly cloudy today with a high of almost 90 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour through the land of Israel in December of 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past, and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating places on Earth. And you'll share experiences that will change how you view the world. Walk the ancient temple steps, touch the Western Wall, sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes. The list goes on. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose. The 10-day Stand with Israel Tour, December 2019.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
If you want to grow your business, you need to move at the speed of business. That means delivering the right message to the right audience at the right time. With Salem Surround, you can stop chasing your customers and let them chase you. Get your business seen on premium, high-traffic websites. Target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Reach people who are actively looking for your products and services right now. Retarget potential customers who visit your website and leave. You can even target people who attend a specific event and people who are visiting your competition. Plus, SEO, social media marketing, video, Google AdWords, and more. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. For a limited time, take advantage of a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. That's 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
Joe on the radio, 939. Mayor Ross Baraka will join us in a moment. I wanted to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. You know, if you got somebody in a hospital or rehab center and you think they're not eligible for Medicaid, the cost of a nursing home is $500 a day. You know that, about 15 grand a month. Ridiculous. You know, you get scared about bankruptcy, something like that. Please don't worry. Just call Connors and Sullivan. They know all about that. You know, they've helped hundreds of people just like you with the same thing that you're going through. They'll tell you exactly what you're eligible for. They'll help you devise a plan to avoid, you know, dire news. So don't listen to what everybody else is saying. Do what I did. Call Mike Connors. Call Connors and Sullivan. Lisa's there waiting for you. The team is great. And Bridget is there. And Kelly and Rose. This is a great team. And Beth and Mr. Connors himself. You want to call the attorneys for a free initial consultation with a lawyer at Connors and Sullivan. They have offices in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island. You know, Mike told me, he said, Joe, so many people sit across my desk and say, I heard you on the show and I wanted to come talk to you, Mr. Connors, and thank you for helping me out. And I invite you to do the same thing this morning. Here's the number for Mike Connors and all the great lawyers at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. Just like that. 718-238-6500. Call Connors and Sullivan today. 718-238-6500. And don't forget, please, to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer, or on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio, 941. You know, I have immense respect and love for the great city of Newark, New Jersey. My father, born on Mount Prospect Avenue, brought up on Mount Prospect Avenue. My mother was born on East Kinney Street in the Ironbound, you know. So all my whole life was all about Newark. Newark was like, you know, you think you're talking about New York. It was all Newark, New Jersey, Broad Market, you know. And then when I go down there in the North Ward, I see all the Italian-Americans and all the ethnicity of the great city of Newark. And then I met my mentor, a man named Raymond Chambers. And Ray said to me, Mr. Chambers said, Joe, you want to help out? We built the Boys and Girls Clubs down there. We built them up in Newark, New Jersey. And then when I saw they had a water problem, after all the work that, and again, I'm just a little minion trying to do as good as I can for the hometown of my parents, you know. And then they had a water problem in Newark. It was nice to see Ross Baraka step up. And apparently the good news is they have a handle on this lead in the water in Newark, New Jersey. And the mayor is kind enough to join us right now live on the radio. Mayor Baraka, welcome to the show, man. So great of you to call us. And, you know, thanks for staying on top of this program. I know as far as the lead in the water, Mr. Mayor, it wasn't easy. Give us a breakdown. What happened and where we are and how did we get to where we are, sir?
Well, you know, so everybody in the city doesn't have this problem. So when everybody turns on their faucet, lead doesn't come out. It's a 18,000 homes that have lead service lines, 14,000 are actually affected by this issue because they had these lead service lines around the country. Lead has been banned since about 1986 and 1953. They banned it in Newark, and so we still have older homes with it. And we usually put a chemical in the water that stops the lead from coming from the pipe into your water. It failed. The EPA told us that the corrosion control was actually failing, so we had to use another one. And in the process of putting that in, we gave out filters until we put the new corrosion control in and until we changed all the lead service lines. We tested three filters inadvertently, and two of them didn't work out of 39,000 that we gave out. And so we stopped giving out the filters and we started giving out water until we tested filters. And that's what blew everything up. Everybody just went, you know, you start giving out water, people think, you know, something definitely is incredibly wrong. So we tested the filters again. We got the results back. 97 to 99% of the filters worked. So we're resuming the filter distribution again. And we have raised $120 million to change every lead service line in the city in about 24 to 30 months.
Yeah. You know, Mr. Mayor, it was very creative the way you came up with the money. Could you tell us how you did that? I mean, you went out. Was it with the Port Authority that you did this, sir?
No, first we went to the county, and the county graciously helped to let us use their AAA bond rating, Joe D. And we raised $120 million from the county. We were in negotiations with Port Authority. You know, around other issues, and we were able to get $155 million from Port Authority over a 30-year period, which is going to help us pay the debt service of the $120 million we borrowed. So the Port Authority money is up front is $5 million a year for 30 years, which would go towards our debt service that we borrowed $120 million that we did get up front. So that's how that works. So that helps us change every lead service line in the city without any cost to the taxpayer at all. They don't have to pay us to change the lead service line, and their taxes won't go up, the water bill won't go up, because we borrowed $120 million because of the party money.
Yeah, well done, Mr. Mayor. I mean, I got to tell you, to be fair, I was as soon as I heard about this, you know, we've worked so hard, Mr. Mayor. You know that how hard we've worked with all good people building that great city back. And I say to you, listening, Mayor Ross Baraka, kind enough to join us this morning on the Piscopo Show. Now, Newark is such a vibrant town now, Mr. Mayor. The new hotels, hey, the Robert Treat Hotel, man. I'll tell you what, my parents had their wedding reception at the Robert Treat Hotel in 1948. you know what I mean, man?
Wow.
I was like, wow. I know. So when I walk those streets, I feel my parents. I feel my mother, one of 10 in East Kinney Street. You know, and you know the history, Ross Baraka. But it's so. And right. You, to be fair, you inherited this problem. How long do you think it'll turn over before the water is actually clean and the pipes are replaced, sir?
Well, I think the orthophosphate, the chemical, will be working by the end of the year. And by this time next year, hopefully the lead levels will be down. And by this time next year, we will have changed more than half of the lead service lines in the entire city. So I would say 24 months, we'll be able to change all of the lead service lines in the town, and then we'll prayerfully have this behind us.
Wow. Well, now I understand that tonight at 6 p.m. you will be holding a State of the Water, a town hall meeting. Yeah. You want to give us the information? It's at NJ PAC, yes?
Yeah, NJ PAC, 6 p.m. State of the Water Town Hall. I'm going to be up there. The DEP, the head of the health department, doctors, engineers, it's a panel to discuss everything from soup to nuts, what's going on, how did it happen, when did we know, how is it affecting the city, the water, the children. So we'll have a comprehensive discussion about all of this.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Mayor, tell us about where you were brought up, your feelings of it, because it's hard to describe to somebody, and I'm glad we have the airwaves here, and people listen around the country, you know, and they hear Newark, New Jersey, you know, and the jokes are going to be made. Oh, hey, listen, man, I wrote the jokes 30 years ago, you know, guilty as charged, but you know what I mean? But I always have such an affinity to the town because I remember, a Branch Brook Park, how beautiful it is. The NJ PAC, I mean, how beautiful. That's one of the great. And the Prue Center, it may be the greatest sports arena in the country. And it's right there in Newark. And then tell us how
you're doing very well.
And I know you got a busy day, but if we can, just so people get the feeling of this great city from the Newark riots of 1967, you know, you watch the city virtually burn down, and now here it is, this beautiful, shining city on a hill.
Right. I was born in Newark probably 2 years after the rebellion happened, 1967. I was born in 69, you know, so Newark is on a serious comeback, you know, like you said. My family still lives here in this town, so... you know, it's completely different, and most people that have things to say haven't been here. They leave the airport, take a cab or Uber, come on down, you know, see something at the Pooh Center, NJ Pack, the museum. Downtown is getting better and better every day. The community is changing. Crime is dropping. You know, unemployment is dropping. So the city is moving forward. And, you know, I would love people to change their narrative about the town. They need to come check it out.
All right, we will. Ross Baraka is the mayor of the great city of Newark, New Jersey. It is tonight, 6 p.m., NJ PAC holding a State of the Water Town Hall meeting. And, you know, Mayor, when I heard about this, I was one of those guys that got so upset. I said, we built the city back, man. Now, how did they get this? So this is, again, something, just to reiterate, that you inherited. Right. But I got to tell you, Mr. Mayor, you tackled it quickly. Well done. And I know you had a lot of help from the Port Authority. You had a lot of help from your Essex County executives, I'm sure, but done. And we stand at the ready we're on the radio, man. Anytime you need anything in that regard, Mr. Mayor, you know, we're here for you because we certainly support all that you're doing, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor Ross Baraka, right there, Mayor of Newark, New Jersey. And but I tell you what, I remember when I was a kid, my dad used to take us to Branch Brook Park. And we would take rowboats to Branch Brook Park. Is anybody old enough to remember that? They would have rowboats, and you would go to Newark. Now, don't forget, my family came from Newark, and then we went like the Italians to Belleville, of course, right? And then we went Belleville to Bloomfield, forget about it. And then we went up to Bloomfield Avenue. You know, you would go up to the Essex County, but Pop would always take us. And I remember like yesterday, Daddy taking me and my brother Richie and my sister Carol, and we would go in a rowboat and be with the cherry blossoms in beautiful Branch Brook Park. That is the Newark that I know and love. Thanks to Ross Baraka, mayor of Newark. 6 p.m. NJ PAC, they have a town hall meeting. You don't want to miss that if you're in the great city of Newark. And Debbie, I know you have a fondness for the great city of Newark, too. How about the Basilica? Yeah. That Basilica Sacred Heart, to
gorgeous.
Me. You know?
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. All my kids got baptized there. I even married Kimberly there. But aside from that, it worked out well.
Too. You've mentioned that. Good, good, good. Well, it's nice memories.
It was a great wedding. It was.
I'm sure it was wonderful.
And you know what? We almost put in 20 years. Is that good? Come on now.
You know what? You get credit for that. Three beautiful kids from
there
that marriage.
Thank you.
That's a success, Joe. I'm sorry, but it is.
And I know we got to go, but I got to tell you, my dad played in the Basilica. It was then the Cathedral of Sacred Heart. While it was being built, that's how long it's been. While it was being built, my pop would play because he would come from Mount Prospect Avenue, run down, and they would play in the construction site, you know, for the beautiful Basilica. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's a great history, great history. Newark, New Jersey, baby. Hey, 951, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads of New York and all around New York City on AM 970 The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to take it to the island first of all. The Wantagh heading northbound, getting up toward Hempstead Turnpike, moving slowly with an accident. LIE East at Searingtown Road. They just cleaned up an accident there. Traffic is moving pretty slowly as you head to the RFK Bridge, getting into the Bronx. It's a disabled car. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15 minutes into town. Over on the Jackie Robinson West at Metropolitan Avenue, they're still cleaning up an accident there. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 20, Holland 20. It's busy on 280 eastbound, getting down through Newark out by exit 14. Stop-and-go traffic getting out toward the Stickle Bridge. Westbound 280 jammed up, getting out past exit 16, getting in toward Newark as well because of earlier problems. And 21 northbound, that's very busy into Ackerman Ave and Clifton with an accident cleared out of the way. Southbound Thruway, looks like you're moving okay now, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Accident in Spring Valley cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow stands up for religious liberty.
Religious freedom is of utmost importance. So glad we have a president fighting for freedom of religion. Jordan, how important is that?
I think it's absolutely so important to have a president come together at the United Nations and calling on the international community to take actual concrete steps to prevent attacks against people on the basis of their religion or beliefs.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
The following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I'd sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-515-1771. That's 800-515-1771. 800-515-1771.
Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970 The Answer, we want to hear how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our programs and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities and challenges, and every day it's our wish that what you hear on this station positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the world that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Visit am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword story for all the details. Then record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. Here's the best part. For sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of a $1,000 gift card. So share your story today. Visit am970theanswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video. That's am970theanswer.com, keyword story.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Times of clouds and sun today. Breezy, hot, and humid this afternoon with a high nearing the record of 90 from 1927. A shower or thunderstorm in places late this afternoon and this evening. Cloudy, breezy, and turning sharply cooler overnight with a little rain, low 59. Breezy and much cooler tomorrow with occasional rain and drizzle. Temperatures steady or slowly falling. For Friday, partly to mostly sunny, breezy, and cool, high 62. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. I love telling you about Mario Perillo. Remember Mr. Italy? Well, Mario's son, Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence in travel, representing the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Perillo Tours have been operating for 75 continuous years and serving over a million happy guests. Is that unbelievable? Steve Perillo personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That is the Perillo promise. I know that personally. Cannot wait to go. Just a couple weeks away. We're all going to Italy together. I got my note from Janice over there saying that we, you know, they locked in all the reservations. And it is so meticulous how Steve does this, and Janice, and the whole team at Perillo Tours, by the way. You know, and when you go on the tour, Perillo escorted tour, for example, tend to be like 15, 20 couples, something like that, right? But they encourage single travelers as well. And we have an informative and friendly Italian tour leader. You'll quickly become one happy Perillo family, especially during your five-course dinners with wine flowing and music playing. And with Steve Perillo, you will skip the line. Hello! Thank you, Steve, and walk right into the Vatican Museum, the Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's, the Colosseum. You know, you just don't have to wait in that line with the Perillo Tours. Call for the new Perillo 2020 Italy brochure, 888-PERILLO. It's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or go to PerilloTours.com. Everyone knows someone who's enjoyed a Perillo tour. You know what? Now it's your turn. Perillo Tours.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Jersey Joe on the radio, baby. Oh, yeah. Here's Jimmy. Cross town traffic. We know about that, Debbie Duham. Here we go.
Time, 90 miles an hour, girl, is the speed I drive. You tell me it's all right.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. We appreciate you. Albert, thank you for always being right there for us.
Sure.
We're going to do it tomorrow. Now, we have no time for this phone call real quick.
No, no.
All right. We're going. Oh, darn. You know what? I see the calls lined up. Will you call tomorrow? Call. Look at my Jersey accent. Call tomorrow. I'm going to get some chocolate and coffee right now
and put
it all in the bag. In my Jersey accent, 877-970-2999.
I'm going to scold my wife.
That would be our Balance of Nature phone line. And why would you be scolding your wife?
Because she's talking to a coworker, and she says, tell me where you're going again on Saturday, and you're blowing me off. And I said, I'm not blowing you off. You're invited. You just don't want to go. Get the story straight. Facts matter.
Platonic friends involved, just asking?
And other friends as well.
Oh, all right. We'll get into it tomorrow. Hey, Brian Zagan, great job producing the show today. Appreciate that very much, my friend. And Charles, who's doing social media? Charles was doing social media? I love it. Thank you, Charles. We appreciate Rick Klein, Joe Borelli, Mr. O'Reilly, Larry Elder, and Mayor Ross Baraka. And thank you for listening. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.